I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I have yet another method of recording the netcast for you today. We're using the good old venerable Sony camcorder. It's a 3CCD camcorder, and we're using the shotgun mic built into that to do the audio. So I just keep changing things all the time. It's just my way. At any rate, we are doing something different that I want to show you. And this will be a not unboxing, because this is the box. And I've already unboxed it. Matter of fact, I will rebox the box so that you can see it. That's about as unboxing as you could get, I guess, is putting the box back together for the video. Anyway, this is my new toy. See if I can get it without the shiny on it. This is the ClearClick HD Capture Box. Okay? Now, I got shiny on it without even planning to. But this captures HD video from gaming systems and HDMI sources, as it says right there on the side of the box. Somebody keeps sending me email. Don't do that. Anyway, what else does it say here? It captures video from gaming systems and other HDMI video sources in 720p or 1080p. It's easy to use. Just hook it up and press record, which I just did. HDMI cable is included, which was very handy. It saves recorded videos on USB flash drives, not included. That's okay, I had some, okay? Matter of fact, I even got some recently specially for it. Let me get those out just for grins. This I got from Newegg. Newegg, of course, is the source for electronic doohickeys, which I like to get doohickeys, so I use them quite a bit. But anyway, this is a 32 gig Team Group USB 2.0 USB stick, okay? Now, the trick to this is that if you use this HD capture box with this particular stick, not this particular stick, but one like it, you can format it with your computer. See, they come pre-formatted as FAT32, but if you format this as an NTFS file system, okay, New Technology File System, NTFS, they came out with it at the same time that Windows came out with NT, which is why they call it NTFS. At any rate, if you will use the NTFS file system, it will record very large files without breaking them into 2 gigabit mini files that then have to be strung together into one big file yet again. Okay? So this keeps you from having to use your editor quite so much to string files together, which I appreciate. That's one reason I got it. Matter of fact, it's the main reason that I got it. Because other than that, I could just use the one that I already had. And the one that I already had, as he reaches into his box yet again, where is it? Here it is. This is the one that I already had, the AGP Tech video capture box device. Okay? This is what I previously used. But it, no matter how you format your USB stick, it will break it into 2 gig files. Okay? Not very handy. More emails keep arriving. At any rate, nobody pays attention when I say don't send me emails when I'm doing shows. I don't mind getting emails most of the time, but when I do shows, it's distracting. All right, it features HDMI pass-through and a 3.5 millimeter microphone in port. Quick start guide and step-by-step instructions included. Free USA-based tech support. and full-time or full 1-year warranty included. Now, I will say this about the ClearClick Capture folks. They have a really good reputation when it comes to their technical support, okay? And I don't say that lightly. People are really excited about the quality of their technical support. Now, I haven't had to use it because it just plain works for me, okay? Which is even better than having good technical support is not needing technical support. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it is cool that they will support and stand behind their product. And I've heard of people that got some of these that were dead in the water, which is rare, but when they did, they immediately replaced them, no questions. That's impressive, okay? So, I am very impressed, and I'm very impressed with this little box. The one thing that I have heard that I have not independently verified as of yet is that it does run a bit hot, okay? Now, let me do something that I probably shouldn't do. I'm going to take this off of the mount that I have it on and hold it up while it's recording. This is not a good idea, but it seems to continue to work, so that's good. But this little box, what I've done is I have put Velcro on the back here, okay? And so then I can mount it on my tripod with the Velcro by just moving it and putting it right there, and it mounts it for when I'm traveling, as I use it when I'm recording at the church. Where I go to church, I do the video for the church, and I need all my equipment to be portable. So I put it all in this case over here. Okay, I'm doing a lot of demoing. This case right here, big case, okay, has got everything that I take with me. The camera, the tripod goes in a separate container here. I've got a video that keeps wanting to start on me. I'll tell you more about that video in just a minute. That caught me off guard. This is a slick tripod case for the slick tripod that I'm using right now to record the show. Just to be absolutely make sure that doesn't start up, I'm going to go ahead and click off of it. What I was watching was a video from Blackmagic Design. They are out at the National Association of Broadcasters, NAB, convention that's going on this week. So I'm expecting a lot of news from NAB. And sure enough, this video came out where the president of Blackmagic Design was giving an overview of all of their new products that they're introducing at NAB. And that's what I was watching. I had it paused. But apparently, if you pause it long enough, YouTube goes, "Are you kidding? I'm going to play anyway." And that's what they did, which is why it interrupted me. Everybody seems to want to interrupt me today. Why is that? I've been good. I even have my tea. Which, as you know, I use tea sweetened with stevia. This is just one of those days where I'm demoing everything. No matter what I talk about, I'm demoing it. I have tea. Okay. So, this is a bit of an impromptu show, okay? Because it had been a while since I'd done a show, and I wanted you to know that I haven't been just sitting here, you know, twiddling my thumbs. I've been doing things. I've been doing all this tech stuff and replacing boxes and, you know, getting USB sticks and formatting them in NTFS and using the new card and, you know, I call it a card. It's a box. It's not a card. It's a box. But you get the idea. I haven't just been sitting around. I don't just sit around and, you know, watch TV all day. I could do that, but I don't. I do techie stuff. Yes, it's what I do. So I wanted to show you kind of where I'm at currently, okay, with everything that I'm doing, so that you know that I'm still out here
Yes, I'm still out here, and I'm drinking my tea.
You know, this is like, what's the guy on Duck Dynasty? You know, the uncle guy that just sits around drinking his tea, but he uses the same cup all the time. I don't use the same cup. I use different cups. He uses the same old Rubbermaid cup all the time. Uncle, what is his name? I can't remember his name, but I don't watch Duck Dynasty all the time. Just occasionally. Anyway, I'm really rambling now, but this will let you know that I am in fact out here doing some things, but I wanted you to see what I was up to and see some of my new tech. I'm really jazzed about this because this came today from Amazon. This was $104. $104. Which is a bit expensive. The other card that breaks it into 2 gig chunks, this was $69. So it's a little cheaper. But this ClearClick box had such good reviews and does not chop it up into smaller bits. And I like that in a capture box. I think it is splendid and worthwhile. So there you go. That'll do it for today's show. By the way, I forgot to mention, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. I'm sure all of my tech broadcast brethren and sistren, if that's a thing, are actually, a lot of them are out at NAB. I'm not out there, actually, at the convention, but there are those probably that are. I pretty much suspect that, you know, at least two guys I can think of offhand, Todd Cochran and, you know, the Gadget Guru. I remember your moniker, the Gadget Guru. I almost have your name. Sorry, I am not getting it, but you're probably out there as well. I know I'm getting reports from Gerald Undone. Which, by the way, that's a very strange name, I know, but that's what he calls his show on YouTube, Gerald Undone. And I like it because it comes on and goes, boom, boom, Gerald Undone, boom, 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 he's crazy. I can identify with that. At any rate, Gerald keeps us informed about all things digital photography-wise. And so I knew that he was going out to NAB because he talked about it, and he is tweeting all of his adventures this week, so I'm keeping up with all that. I feel like I'm there because of Gerald. At any rate, there's going to be a lot of news coming out of NAB, so I'm excited about that. And I'll let you know what I hear that's of interest to me, because that's what this show about is, just what's of interest to me. Pretty much that's it. So, join us again next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.